Scavengers by David Morrell. I had monuments made of bronze, lapis lazuli, alabaster, and white limestone, and inscriptions of baked clay, and I deposited them in the foundations and left them for future times. Esarhaddon, King of Assyria, 7th century B.C. I had an assignment the other day. Someone asked me to write a letter for a time capsule that was going to be opened in Los Angeles 100 years from now. It sounded like an easy assignment. They suggested I write something about the problems and issues of the day, and I set out to do so, riding down the coast in an automobile, looking at the blue Pacific out on one side and the Santa Ynez Mountains on the other. And I couldn't help but wonder if it was going to be that beautiful 100 years from now, as it was on that summer day. And then, as I tried to write, let your minds turn to that task. You're going to write for people 100 years from now who know all about us. We know nothing about them. We don't know what kind of world they'll be living in. Ronald Reagan, from a speech at the 1976 Republican National Convention after failing to receive his party's presidential nomination. Level 1. The Crypt of Civilization. 1. He no longer called her by his dead wife's name, even though the resemblance was strong enough to make his heart ache. Sometimes, when he woke and found her sitting next to his hospital bed, he thought he was hallucinating. "What's my name?" she asked. "Amanda," he was careful to answer. "Excellent," a doctor said. The watchful man never mentioned his specialty, but Ballinger assumed he was a psychiatrist.